Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman this evening. Nice to be here with you. On the air until 11 o'clock, 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio. Here we are. It is the holiday season, and man, it's just a great time, I think, to get out and to see a movie in a theater. And Chicagoland actually happens to be home to some pretty historic movie theaters. In fact, the Theater Historical Society of America is based in this area. Patrick Seymour is the archives director at the Theater Historical Society of America, and he is here in the studio this evening. Patrick, welcome to WGN.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Nice to have you here. And the website is historictheaters.org. The Theater Historical Society of America. Okay, so tell us how this organization came to be, because this is not your run-of-the-mill historical society. It's focusing specifically on theaters. Where did this come from?
It's a pretty niche organization. It started in 1969, and it actually was an outgrowth of a theater organ enthusiast society, so it gets even more specific.
Wow.
But they started the organization in a time where a lot of these historic theaters, a lot of big historic theaters, were being demolished. And so this group got together to sort of celebrate and kind of promote the legacy of these great American theaters.
So even back then, people were seeing that, wow, we're knocking these theaters down and they're beautiful places, so we should do something to preserve them.
Sure. Yeah, our organization focuses on documenting and sort of promoting the cultural heritage of the theaters. And yeah, all these theaters that were built, you know, in the early 20s, you know, the mid-teens, the 20s, huge, massive theaters were all sort of, as entertainment options sort of became a little more diverse through the 60s, they started tearing some of the theaters down. And, you know, it was a shame to see a lot of these go. We've lost a lot, but, you know, there's still some around, especially in Chicago.
Right. I mean, give us an idea of how these theaters were, because I just saw Star Wars yesterday, and I saw it at, like, the, you know, AMC Megaplex 12, and there's 12 theaters, and it's very sterile, I guess, is the word in terms of architecture. It's ginormous and kind of cold. But what were these theaters like, these historic theaters?
Sure. The ones in sort of the movie palace era, which is the late teens, maybe through the 30s, were escapist places. They were giant palaces where people would go. They'd spend hours of their day taking in stage shows, seeing movies. Singers came and all sorts of entertainment. Something like the Uptown Theater has over 4,000 seats. And so if you imagine your 12-plex, your megaplex, and gutted out all the screens except for one, like, that would probably be the size of one of these old theaters.
Yeah. You know, the Uptown Theater, that's a story right there. That's an incredible place. I was actually up there today. I was right next door to the Uptown Theater. And the Uptown Theater, for those who don't know, is a historic theater in Chicago in the Uptown neighborhood. And it's been abandoned. It's just been sitting there for years. And nobody has done anything with it. And I feel like there have been movements to try to save the Uptown Theater, but it is this ginormous place that's just been sitting there for years.
Sure, yeah. It's one of, I think, the country's largest freestanding theater buildings. 4,500 seats. And yeah, it's a shame. It's been empty, I think, since the 80s, the mid-80s.
Yeah, and there have been some fundraising efforts to try to save it, but it's just like anything that people do, it just falls flat.
Yeah, with theaters those size, a lot of the really big movie palaces, if they've survived today and if they're in use, they've often been converted to sort of live performance venues, something that can accommodate and, you know, can draw thousands of people, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Stuff like that. Patrick Seymour is here. He is the archives director at the Theater Historical Society of America. And you can check out the website, historictheaters.org. From what I understand, the Historical Society is now located at the York Theater?
We are above the York Theater in Elmhurst. Yes, we share that building. The owners of that theater are landlords. So
okay,
we've been there since 1992. Prior to that, they were on North Avenue in the Wicker Park area.
Okay. So. Not in a theater, though.
No, it was in the basement of a church. The building's still there, but I don't think it's being used.
Right, it's a Lutheran church, a former Lutheran church, and I think it's just an abandoned church right now. But the Theater Historical Society of America, located above the York Theater in Elmhurst. And the York is a pretty cool theater, too.
It is, yeah. Built in the 20s. It's got the facade is still intact. The owners of the theater have split it up in a bunch of different ways. So now there's, I think, 10 screens in it. But they've maintained, they've done what they call sort of sympathetic updates. So they take a lot of pieces from old theaters. And the main auditorium is still there. It's obviously a lot smaller. But it still gives you somewhat of an experience of going into, you know, a classic theater.
Yeah, I totally agree. And when we think about Chicago and Chicagoland, we mentioned the Uptown Theater and the York Theater in Elmhurst. But there are a handful of theaters in this area that are of historical significance that are still in operation today and have, you know, just survived, which is pretty incredible in this age of development. We're trying to always build the megaplexes for everybody to come see movies and make money off of those. But Chicago is, and Chicagoland is an area that is really rich with that history.
Yeah, certainly. It's a pretty major market. We had some architects here, Rap and Rap. They were a major firm that did a lot of the really, really lavish theaters, the Uptown, the Chicago, right around the block here. I think maybe the Oriental.
Wow.
I should know this, but I don't.
You of all people should know it.
Yeah. But yeah, Palace Theater, you know, these were all movie theaters, and the Loop had quite a few theaters, you know, back in the early 20s, just all right around the block from each other. Each had a screen, and, you know, if it wasn't showing somewhere, you just walk down the block and you go somewhere else.
And there have been many that have not survived, that have succumbed to the wrecking ball.
That is correct. The Tivoli Theater all the way on the south side was a really nice one. The Paradise Theater, which was what they call an atmospheric theater. And so the auditorium would have sort of a blue sky, and it would mimic sitting in, you know, an outdoor area. And it's really beautiful theaters. That was a style that was kind of popularized by John Eberson. And he did the Paradise and the New Regal Theater that's still there, but it's unoccupied.
And the Pickwick in Park Ridge, right?
Yep, that's a nice, I think an Egyptian-style theater.
That's still going.
Yeah, they have a silent film society that does stuff there, and they do all kinds of other stuff.
Yeah, lots of great theaters. We'll talk more about theaters here in Chicagoland and what the Theater Historical Society of America is all about and what your mission is, and we'll learn more about what you're up to, Patrick. Patrick Seymour is the Archives Director over at the Theater Historical Society of America. Check out the website. That is historictheaters.org. We'll take a short break, and we will be right back. Mike Steven in for Justin Kaufman here on 720 WGN. WGN, Mike Steven filling in for Justin Kaufman on this Wednesday, the eve of the new year. Happy to be here with you. 312-981-7200 is our phone and our text line. We're talking about some historic theaters in Chicago and in Chicagoland. Patrick Seymour is here. He is the Archives Director of the Theater Historical Society of America. The website is historictheaters.org. And man, like we've been talking about, this area, just so many great examples of historical theaters. And many of those theaters are still standing. How did these theaters that are still around today, how did they survive? Because it's a lot.
Yeah, there's a number of different ways. I mean, something like the Chicago Theater right down the street. I think at the end of the 70s, it was sort of in disuse, and then through the 80s, there was a really big campaign, a community campaign, that kind of got it registered as a historic landmark, and then they just kind of really hit home that these theaters are linchpins of neighborhoods and areas, and they're really important spaces. And you talk to anybody about historic theaters, their eyes kind of light up, and they say, oh, I remember this theater, I used to go there, or my dad used to do this, and they're really special places to a lot of people.
Yeah, they're great community places, I feel. And the ones that are still around are certainly filling that role. Let's talk to Steve, who is calling from Galesburg. Steve, you're on WGN. How are you?
Good. When I used to live up in Edgewater, just going north, like going towards Howard Street,
mm-hmm.
there was a theater, I think it was called the Granada.
The Granada Theater.
Mm-hmm.
On Broadway, or was that Sheridan?
I think
that's
Sheridan.
Sheridan.
It was Sheridan. Yeah, right across from the 400 movie theater. Well, not right across, but when I left town, they were putting scaffolding up. I didn't know if they restored it or tore it down.
Yeah, sorry, that one's long gone. It's
okay.
A shame. Yeah, it's one of those really really examples of the really lavish kind of extravagant looking theaters.
The full marble artwork on the front and.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of gold.
Yeah, lots of all the few color photos that I've seen that we have in our collection. It's just gold, all bright gold, and really, really detailed. It's a beautiful theater.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah, it's gone. But, you know, hey, at the Historical Society, I'm sure you've got lots of info on the Granada Theater.
Oh, we certainly do. Yeah, we have.
I'm downstairs. My Mac's upstairs. I thought it'd be easier to call you.
Well, you can check out historictheaters.org. That is the website if you'd like more info on any of these theaters that we're talking about, because you can go to the website and you have some information online, right?
That's correct. We have a search catalog and we have finding aids, both ways to sort of access our collections and ways to submit a research request and get a hold of me, and I can, you know, do research on your behalf.
So tell me about the archives that you have at the Theater Historical Society of America. So are we talking like a vault? Do you have a big library full of stuff? Because you do have lots of information, and you have spent some time gathering this information because you have to dig. It's not like, oh, yeah, there's plenty of stuff out there about these historic theaters. You got to dig a little bit. So what are your archives like?
Sure. We have about three rooms. One of them is a reading room with about 1,000 or 1,100 books. We have two big archive rooms, 60 collections between the two. We have blueprints, we have photos, photographic slides, negatives, all sorts of historic news clippings and stuff that has been collected or donated or purchased by the theater, by our organization or our members over the last 45 years.
Wow, that's really cool. And so if someone comes to you and says, I have a question about a theater,
mm-hmm.
you will look up information about it.
Yeah, I will do my best to answer whatever they're looking for.
We got a few texts coming in here at 312-981-7200. 708 texted in, is the Arcata in St. Charles part of your society, part of the society, the information that you have? You probably have a ton of stuff in the Arcata.
Yeah, so our organization covers all of American theaters. We have holdings on about 18,000 theaters across the country, some international holdings, but a lot of our stuff is in sort of the major markets, so Chicago, LA, San Francisco, New York, but we have coverage all over the United States.
So it's not just Chicago?
Nope, not at all. National organization. We have about 800 or 900 members, predominantly in the United States, but we have Canadian members, people from across the pond, Australia.
Cool.
Members all over.
And so what does membership mean? What if someone wants to become a member of the Theater Historical Society of America? What does that mean?
Well, you can get our quarterly magazine. We do a publication called Marquee that comes out 4 times a year. And, you're in the loop with all of our stuff.
What are you guys working on recently? I know you've got the archives,
mm-hmm.
And you're always looking for new bits of information. Do you have anything that you're working on in terms of projects when it comes to these historic theaters? Because I feel like with this line of work, you can always sort of dig up something or unearth something or uncover a piece of information that you didn't know about before. I mean, is that sort of an ongoing process for you?
It is. Our collections, there's a considerable backlog of uncatalogued material.
Okay.
And so for the past year and some change, I have been working my way through that. And so it's a constant discovery, which is really nice. It's a lot of fun. We also do a couple other things the organization does, a yearly theater tour, which is called Conclave. And so we will go to a different city across, you know, in the United States and tour theaters in the area. And actually, this coming one in 2016 is going to be here in Chicago.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Do you know what theaters you're going to hit up yet? Or
there's probably some of the, you know, the big ones, the Chicago Theater. The list, I believe, is online, and I haven't looked at it recently.
Hey, you got some stuff going on. I totally understand it. Why do you do what you do? Is it because you love historic movie theaters that much? Do you love history that much? Why do you do what you do?
It's a little bit of both. Okay. I have a background in library science, and so I sort of worked my way into it from that angle. But I also worked in a movie theater when I was in high school, and it was maybe one of the most fun jobs I've had. And, you know, archiving and sort of discovering all this information is really fun.
What is something that has really surprised you? You are the archives director for the society. Mm-hmm. You've seen a lot of information. You've seen a lot of historical theaters. But what is something or a few things that have surprised you doing this job?
I would say the scope in every sort of work that went into these productions that were back in, you know, the 20s and 30s. So we have a program from the inaugural show at the Radio City Music Hall, for example. And that is, I think it was an all-day affair. I mean, they had stage shows, they had people playing organs, they had singing, and it was just this really amazing amount of stuff that went into this one program of entertainment. And when you consider how many times they were sort of not recycling, but turning over these stage shows, and just how much of the costume went into it, how much set design, it just boggles the mind.
Yeah. I mean, all the effort that went into these productions, it's something. And now we've got the megaplexes that just churn out the films, which, you know, okay, that's fine, but there's something to be said for going to a really cool historic theater, or, you know, even like the Music Box or something like that, that's just kind of like a throwback that's a little different. It's warmer. You get that feeling of, oh, this is really cool. I'm a part of something. So what you're doing, I think, is pretty cool, because you're capturing that and you're documenting that. At the Theater Historical Society of America, Patrick Seymour is the archives director at that organization. Hit him up online, historictheaters.org. That's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E, historictheaters.org. Is T-R-E like the building?
It's, I've looked into it. I think it's like the old British spelling of it.
Because it's sometimes it confuses people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so historictheaters.org. I guess I'm one of those people. Patrick, thanks for being here. I appreciate it.
Well, thanks for having me.
You got it. Mike Steven here with you, filling in for Justin Kaufman. We'll take a short break and get a look at the news with Rob Martier here on 720 WGN.